sand, seagulls, an ocean breeze. Isn't this just the best place the galactic armor could have landed, Leo?
The sunshine does feel nice, Bubbles. I was sick of the storms on Thundros. Where are we?
Let's see. It looks like we're on... Oh, my fluffy horses! Leo, you'll never guess where we are. I'll give you a hint. It's full of hugs and joy and has the best festival in the world!
Don't tell me.
We're home! Well, my home, not yours. What are the odds a piece of the galactic armor landed here? Isn't this amazing?
It's definitely something. Oh, what's that smell?
That is the wonderful smell of deep-fried sea slugs. Oh, I really wanted some at the last festival, but my friend Sunshine doesn't like them. Plus, I needed to complete my mission to share the light of Lockley. Then I met you and learned all about the Star Keepers, and then Glacia, Hollywood, and Tutu showed up to steal the light, and...
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
Oh, it's been forever since I've had deep-fried sea slugs. Let's go find some.
Bubbles, wait! We're here for part of the galactic armor, not deep-fried sea slugs. We have to get it before Nebulos, remember?
Leo, it'll be fine. It's not like Nebulos is gonna show up in the next 5 minutes and find the piece of armor before we do.
We don't know that. He could be right behind us, and we have no idea what the piece of armor is or what it looks like. It could be buried somewhere, or we're underwater, or someone could have taken it.
Leo!
Yeah?
We're best friends, right? Well, actually, I guess I have a lot of best friends. There's you, and Fern, and Tank, and Glacia, and Sunny. How could I ever choose just one?
Bubbles, what's your point?
Oh, right. My point is because we're best friends, you trust me, right? No matter what?
Well, I mean,
Oh, come on, Leo. Who won the Fantastic Ring Race even after Nebulos and Steve joined the game?
You did.
Yep. And who solved the puzzle in the Temple of Thundros?
You did.
And who brought you chicken noodle soup when you, Tank, and Glacia had a cold?
You were 6 days late with that soup.
That's not what I was asking.
You did.
So
I guess I do trust you, no matter what.
Okay, then. You can trust me now, too. We are going to find the armor and keep it from Nebulos. I just know it. How hard can it be? Just take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay. Good.
Okay. This is your home planet, so where should we start?
Oh, this is going to be so much fun! I know just the place.
No sign of those pesky Star Keepers. Good. While they're off trying to save planets, I have a clear path to the galactic armor. By the time they catch up to me, I'll be invincible. Now, Galactic Helmet, lead me to the next piece of armor.
Why are we going to your house again?
That doesn't sound like a very trusting question.
Bubbles.
I told you. I left my good magnifying glass here, and I need it for the search. Hello? Mom? Puddles? I'm home!
Doesn't look like anyone's here, Bubbles.
Aw, I was really looking forward to seeing everyone. Oh, well, let's go get the magnifying glass. It's in my room. Oh, I can bring this back with me. And this, and this, and this.
How can you walk in here? It's full of junk.
It's not junk, Leo. It's treasure. Seashells, weird rocks, colorful plants. I even have a few art pieces from when I was little.
Oh, Bubbles, what did I just step on?
Aw, that's the
the first cake I ever made with my mom. Oh. I forgot I kept a piece. I wonder if the frosting's still good.
Oh, we're never gonna find anything in here. Why do you need a magnifying glass anyway? We're not looking for the galactic speck of dust.
This magnifying glass will help us. Trust me. I need to become... Aha! Leo, I've only shown one other Starkeeper this side of me, but I have to do this. To find the galactic armor, I must become... Detective Bubbles!
Detective Bubbles?
The greatest detective in the world! Able to solve any mystery. Cool, calculating, afraid of nothing! What was that?
It sounds like it came from their closet.
Open up! This is Detective Bubbles and her trusty assistant!
Assistant?
All the best detectives have assistants. You can be Level 1 Junior Assistant Inspector Leo. I would call you Level 2 Junior Assistant Inspector Leo, but I don't think you're ready. All right, whoever you are, you've got 3 seconds to come out, or else! One marshmallow, two marshmallow, three marshmallow!
Oh, Bubbles! Oh, you found me!
Huh? Granny? Why are you hiding in my closet? And where's everyone else?
I was playing hide-and-seek with your cousins before we left for vacation, but when it was my turn to hide, no one ever came to find me! Everyone must have left without me, right in the middle of our game.
Oh, no! Well, that wasn't very nice of them.
Oh, it's okay, dear. While I was waiting, I practiced my lines for our village play. I've got a starring role this year.
Is that why you're wearing that armor suit thing?
It's my costume! I spent over 3 weeks making sure it's historically accurate.
It looks great, just like real armor. The metal plates are so shiny, and I love the glitter you put on the shoulder straps. We'll have to call you Gladiator Granny. Leo didn't mean to be rude. He's just not used to quality costume design, are you?
No, sorry.
Buster, please hold still so I can take your leash off. Anyone home?
Is that... Sunshine? Ah!
Hello?
Your mom asked Sunshine to dog sit while everyone's gone before they left me behind.
Ooh, it's been so long since I've seen them! Come on, Leo, let's go say hi!
But...
Bye, Granny!
I should probably follow her. It was nice meeting you, Bubbles Granny.
You too, dear. Now I can keep practicing my lines. Where was I? Oh, yes. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player.
Buster, you are not being a good boy. Stop wrapping the leash around my legs.
Sunny!
Bubbles!
Sunny!
You are the worst dog.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I didn't even know you were back.
Well, I'm not really back. Just here for a visit. And look, I brought a friend! Sunny, this is Leo. He's another Starkeeper. And Leo, this is my best friend, Sunny.
We met before, at the festival.
Sunny, Leo was the one who helped me complete my mission to bring others the light of Lockley.
I remember. I was there when you left.
Leo, Sunny has been my best friend for forever! She's great at helping me make good decisions.
We know, Bubbles.
Well, now that you've met, we can all catch up! Sunny, tell me everything! What did I miss? Birthday parties? A new playground? Did you ever find a unicorn?
Everything's the same as usual. How's saving the universe?
It's great! We made so many new friends, visited tons of planets, won the key to the stars. Now we're looking for a part of the galactic armor!
That sounds like a lot of work. What's the galactic armor?
It's the first Starkeeper's armor. Long story short, a bad guy named Nebulos tried to take it, and it broke into pieces and flew away. Part of it landed here, but we don't know where.
But never fear! Detective Bubbles is on the case.
Great. The last time Detective Bubbles went looking for something, we fell into a swamp and ended in timeout for 3 hours.
You can come with us if you want.
And you can bring Buster, too! Leo, I forgot you've also never met Buster. He's the best dog ever. Look at this trick I taught him when he was a puppy. Buster, see that pillow? Pickle, Buster, pickle!
Pickle? Did you just get him to fetch that pillow by saying pickle?
Yep. Saying fetch is just way too obvious. What if we were on a super secret detective mission and I needed him to grab something without anyone noticing?
When would that ever happen?
Besides, pickle is a much more fun word than fetch. Isn't that right, Buster? Wait, that's it!
What?
I may be the best detective on the planet.
Says who?
But there's someone else who can help us too. Buster!
Buster?
Yeah! Dogs have an amazing sense of smell. I bet if we let him smell the key shard, he could lead us right to the armor.
I don't know. It seems a little far-fetched.
Don't you mean far-pickled, Leo?
I'm serious, Bubbles. If it doesn't work, we'd just be wasting time.
Don't worry. Buster can do it. We just have to follow his nose. Right, Sunny?
One time, he dug up a moldy sandwich buried under the sand. It was actually pretty cool until he ate the sandwich and threw up on my shoes.
See, Leo? Great sense of smell. Just trust me. Or, I guess, trust Buster.
All right. Here's the key shard.
Here, Buster. Smell this. Pickle, Buster! All we have to do now is follow Buster while he sniffs out the armor. We should probably keep him on his leash, though. He can get into a little bit of trouble without it.
What kind of trouble?
Chasing Mrs. Kelp's cat up a tree, taking food from neighbors, getting into laundry, stuff like that. Why?
Because Buster just took off and you didn't put his leash back on.
Oh, fish sticks.
Too many people on this planet, all crawling around like ants, and every one of them is in my way. You there!
Me?
Yes, you, little insect.
Insect? I'm a fisherman, sir.
I don't care. Where's the galactic armor? I know it's here, somewhere. Don't try to hide it from me.
The what now?
The galactic armor. Someone on this planet has it. Choose your next words carefully.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I ain't never heard of no plastic farmer.
Plastic farmer? It's galactic armor, you fool! I'll find it myself.
Well, alrighty then. Good luck finding whatever it is. Plastic farmer. You must be from the city.
Buster! Where are you? Buster?
Bubbles, I can't believe you let Buster outside without his leash on.
He won't do anything that bad.
Yes, he absolutely will.
At least we're still going the right way.
How do you know?
Just follow the trail of stolen socks and pie crumbs.
He stole a pie?
Blueberry pie is his favorite. It's not his fault people leave pies out in the open. Ooh, that reminds me. Ta-da!
Ooh, what are those?
Oh, they smell horrible.
These are snacks my mom makes for Buster. They're made of tuna, blueberries, mashed potatoes, and Brussels sprouts. All the things he loves.
That is so gross.
I grabbed them before we left home. Buster can't resist these treats. If we set some out and wait a bit, Buster will find us.
Are you sure?
Trust me, when he smells the treats, he'll come back. It's happened before.
I guess we can try it.
Wait! I'll just set some right here, and there. Now we just have to wait.
Bubbles, it's been almost an hour now.
It hasn't been that long, Sunny. Buster will find us, I promise. We just have to be patient and wait a bit more.
He might be too far away to smell the treats.
Trust me, Buster might get up to a little trouble, but he's a good dog. He always comes back safe and sound, no matter how long it takes.
I really wish he'd hurry up.
We won't have to wait much longer. Actually, I think I hear him now. Buster, it is you! I knew you'd come back. Who wants a treat?
Bubbles, the leash!
Oh, yeah!
Do not let go of that leash.
Show him the key shard again, Bubbles. We've got to find that piece of armor soon.
Here, Buster, pickle! He smells something. Let's go!
I think Buster's found something already.
I told you, he's great at this.
It's an old soda can.
That's definitely not what we're looking for.
Don't worry, he's just warming up. Give him a second. I'm sure we'll find it next time. Now, onward! Pickle, Buster!
We've followed Buster all over the place, but all he's found is a soda can, a whoopee cushion, a jar of peanut butter, and some packets of unicorn stickers. How much longer is this going to take?
Buster knows what he's doing, Leo. Just because it's taking a little while doesn't mean we won't find the armor.
But we've been walking for hours! Maybe we should just ask people if they've seen anything.
We could ask Old Man Snorkel or Mrs. Kelp.
I trust Buster, and so should you. He always sniffs out what we're looking for. Plus, he's dug up some really cool stuff. We just have to wait for him to find the right spot. Like that! Ooh, this is it! Oh, I can feel it!
You said that the last two times.
But this time, I mean it.
What's wrong?
There's something stuck on his head.
Doesn't look like armor.
Aww, he found a little doggy sweater! Leo, help me pull it over his head. We'll need to unclip his leash for just a second. Look how cute you are! Good boy, Buster! Now we just need to put your front legs through the sleeves and there!
Where'd he go?
Great. He just disappeared. Bubbles, why didn't you tell us Buster could disappear?
I didn't know he could! Buster! Oh, where are you, boy? Buster! Oh, not again! I don't understand. How did he just turn invisible? What could make him do that?
Wait a second. Nova mentioned something about invisibility on a call the other day. But Nova, why does Nebulos want the galactic armor so bad? Can't he just make his own? The different pieces give you powers? Like what? Whoa. The galactic suit can make you invisible for a few moments. That's so cool. Yeah, got it. We can't let Nebulos get any more pieces of that armor. Don't worry, Nova, we won't let that happen.
Close, I can feel it. This helmet should lead me right to it.
I didn't know he could! Buster! Oh, where are you, boy?
Starkeepers.
Buster!
so they do know where the pieces of the armor went. I'm impressed. Perhaps it's time for a little reunion to remind them who they're dealing with.
What is it, Leo? What did Nova say?
Nova said the galactic suit, basically a metal shirt, could make you turn invisible. Bubbles, you were right. Buster did find the armor. He must have dug up the suit, and when you put it on him, he disappeared.
So now the craziest dog on the planet can turn invisible? Wonderful.
But if that's the suit, why did it look like a dog sweater?
I don't know, but what else could it be? We could figure out why it looks like a dog sweater later.
No matter what it is, we need to find Buster. What if he gets hungry?
He'll be fine. I had to give him 8 treats earlier before he could go on a walk.
Only 8?
Plus the 6 he ate when he found us.
He's probably starving by now!
Don't worry, Bubbles. We'll find Buster and the armor. Let's just hope we get to them before Nebulos does.
Hello, Star Keepers.
Nebulos!
Aren't you kids a little too young for such grand adventures?
Aren't you too old to keep losing to kids?
Ooh, burn! And he wasn't even using his fire powers, Nebulos!
You're lucky I'm in a hurry, Star Keepers. I'll make this simple. Hand over the galactic suit, and I might just let you go.
We don't have it.
I heard you talking about it a moment ago. Tell me, where is it?
We don't have it. We came here looking for the galactic armor and tried to get my dog Buster to find it. But he kept digging up all this other stuff. Then he started digging in this one spot, and we didn't think it would be anything important. But he actually found the galactic suit and it turned him invisible, and he just ran off with it. Now we have no idea where Buster or the suit are.
Oh, Bubbles! Why would you tell him that?
What? He wanted to know.
I could have gone with Tank or Glacia, but no.
How have you children defeated me before? Your dog took the galactic suit? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's the truth!
Enough! We'll see who's really meant to have the armor, Star Keepers. And when I find the galactic suit, I'll be sure to destroy this planet.
Phew. He's gone. Just like that?
Oh, he seems pretty confident that he'll find Buster before we do.
We've got to find Buster before sunset. He hates the dark, and strangers, and shadows, and street lamps, and—
Bubbles!
Sorry.
It's okay to be worried about Buster, but remember what you told me earlier? We can trust each other no matter what, right?
Right.
You can trust Sunshine and me. We've never let you down before, and we're not going to now. As long as we depend on each other, we'll find Buster before Nebulos does. No problem.
Easy peasy, like Dex says, right?
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Finding an invisible dog who's also being chased by that nebulous guy. Huh. How hard can it be?